Well, this is where the nation's news breaks. Our guest is Miss America. Teresa Scanlon joins us. She was at 17, the youngest Miss America pageant winner since way back when. I think 1933 was the last time. Miss America, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Teresa, a pleasure and an honor. I have never spoken with a Miss America before. My co-host Ernie, apparently, he just hobnobs with
Miss America.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I'm honored to be your first. Yeah.
I appreciate it. So what an honor. Wow, 17, the youngest ever. How do you feel about this huge responsibility?
It's been incredible so far. It really has. It's been amazing to learn so much about so many different organizations across the country. And I truly think that I'm learning more this year than I ever would be able to, even in college. And so it's perfectly fine to take a year off. I think this is the best skip year I could have. You know, I just graduated high school last year.
Did you hear that, Ernie?
A year now, and then we'll be headed to college next year for my undergrad, and then hopefully head to law school. So I've got a lot of years of college ahead, but I think that all of the things that I'm learning about, all of the things that I'm doing this year really are going to be great experience for the future.
All right, now let me describe. When I graduated high school, my mother came the day after, rolled me out of bed, said, go get a job. So did your mom do the same thing to you and you came back that day and said, okay, I got a job, I'm Miss America. What are you going to do about it?
Well, pretty much. It worked out well. You know, when I became Miss Nebraska, that was my first full-time job. So this is a continuation of that. Pretty good job right out of high school, I think. But hopefully I can just use all of the networking and opportunities that I have with this job to be able to set some up for the future as well.
Well, Teresa, I see that of two jobs that you have your eye on, of becoming a lawyer and a politician, and I'm not sure if anyone has let you know yet, those are the two least popular categories of professions among Americans.
You know, honestly, I never looked at the statistics, but I started to get the feeling, especially this year, when every time I announce my plans or talk about my plans for the future, I get pretty much a unanimous response from many people. And it's always, oh, no, stay out of that. You don't want to do that. You know, you don't want to be mixed up with that crowd at all. It'll ruin you. It'll mess you up, whatever it may be. I'm always hearing those comments. And honestly, I think that shows me all the more why I need to be a part of that, why I need to follow that profession, and why all of us really, and especially my generation coming up now, need to be interested in that whole area of law and politics and government, because we cannot just stand back and say that it's a mess, so we're not going to do anything. No, it's all that takes for evil to triumph is for good men to stand back and do nothing, right? So we can't continue to stand back and watch this and not want to be part of it. We have to allow ourselves to be part of every industry in the country and not stay out of the ones that we think are corrupt, because it takes light to change that.
All right, now let me lower this back to the lowest common denominator again here, just briefly.
He's looking at your picture.
No, I'm just wondering,
you're very pretty.
You have an ex-boyfriend who broke up with you. He broke up with you, and now you can go back and say, yeah, well, I'm Miss America. What do you think about that? Huh?
No, yeah? I've never been broken up with, actually.
She's only 17, after all.
Well, I know, but you know, just some kid. Maybe
think
back
she
when
has
they were
this
15.
Trail of ex-boyfriends.
Well, no, I don't know. I just,
elementary school.
Well,
oh goodness,
thought.
No. Growing up, I never dated. I had other things to focus on. When I was 7 years old, if you asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I said president and a Supreme Court justice. I guarantee the last thing on my mind was a boyfriend.
Well, okay. I think you're well on your way. Well, speaking of boyfriends, it looks like there was some very nasty ex-boyfriend of a young Miss Paige Duke. She was Miss Sprint Cup. She had to relinquish her title because an ex-boyfriend from college released pictures that were meant only for the two of them, she says, that were private photos of her. What do you think about all of this?
You know, I think it really does show the age that we're moving into, especially with so much technology and media. We have to be extra careful. And, you know, I constantly tell girls and anybody, really, whether they're planning on competing for the Miss America organization or not, in any area of life, you really have to be so careful about each and everything that you do. And you have to be conscious of every decision you make and think about how it might potentially affect your future.
So do you think she was being foolish to take these photos?
I do. To some extent, absolutely. But I think all of us do some things like that sometimes. But just understand that it can turn around and bite you. People have to understand that, especially young people. Sometimes we think what we do when we're 16, 17 is never going to affect us in the future. But it will. And understanding what you want to do and what you want to become in the future will really help you make those choices and think twice about some of those things that you do. Because you just never know how that might affect things. And people will pull up anything they possibly possibly can to tear you down. Other people don't like to see it when people find success or happiness, and they will do anything they can to tear you down to their level. And so you have to make sure that you are beyond that and that you've never allowed compromise in your life.
Now, let me ask you about that, because I'm sure that there are critics of
right.
Teresa Scanlon
and
saying nasty things. That must be hard, especially for somebody your age to have people saying nasty things about you.
Right, absolutely. It's, it happens to anybody, and you have to learn to deal with the criticism and to take it the right way and only take things that are constructive criticism and ignore the rest, because many times it only stems from ignorance. Well, and, I mean, just recently there was an article published that was pretty negative towards me and towards the organization in general, but you have to understand everybody has their opinion. But, have humility about yourself and understand that nobody's perfect, but humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less and others more. And as long as I continue to do that, and as long as I try to do all that I can to help other people and positively encourage them, that's all that I can do. And others may criticize some things that I do, and I will continue to try to improve myself every day. But those that are simply trying to tear me down, I'll just ignore them.
Well, Teresa, you are far too sensible and well-spoken and thoughtful and smart. I think, for a lot of these horrible people that would be trying to attack you, I see that one of your major issue areas, your platform issue, was eating disorders. And I know that's a terrible problem, particularly for young women going into college and all of that pressure. And I don't know if you've noticed these photos of Kate Middleton, who's been on her tour of Canada and is headed here to California, but I've noticed that she looks awfully thin, and mm-hmm. this could be a body type and projecting a body image. I don't want to say dangerous, but I don't know. It looks like something's going on there.
Honestly, the one problem that I have with that, though, is we all too often do base what we think based on what people look like. And whether someone looks too thin or too large, whatever it may be, that's not the issue. Weight is never the issue. The way someone looks is never the issue. It's always health. And maybe for her particular body type, that is truly where she is most healthy. And the rest could be stress, nerves, whatever else, since the wedding, since everything, maybe things are going on there. But for the rest of us, we need to understand that we can't compare ourselves to pictures of celebrities, whoever it may be, models. We need to understand that everybody is different, everybody is different, and we can only do what's best for us. That was my whole goal, especially leading up to Miss America, was to find where I was truly at my best, to be healthy and to focus on wellness rather than what I looked like or what the number on the scale was or the number on my clothes. Those numbers don't matter. That image does not matter. We need to focus on health and wellness, and we're finding that with both sides, with both eating disorders and with the obesity epidemic. We need to come back to that middle ground and understand it is about health. It's not about weight.
So real quick, we only have about 40 seconds left. What are the duties of Miss America now? What is your day like?
Oh, my goodness. So many things. Right now, we're in Maryland with Young America's Foundation, their high school conference. So we're talking about all sorts of things here with a group of high school students, which is always exciting for me. I also serve as the National Goodwill Ambassador for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. So we travel the country visiting those children's hospitals and working with them as well. Of course, promoting my platform with eating disorders. We've also partnered with the Department of Education to promote education. And the scholarships that Miss America provides, as well as starting some new initiatives promoting agriculture and farming. Coming from Nebraska, I'm really excited about those projects. So it's always something new. We just had an event with the Special Olympics. We just do a little bit of everything, which is just incredible. Like I said, always learning something new every day.
Teresa Scanlon, Miss America, with us on the Afternoon Edition. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Such a pleasure, and best of luck.